Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. Good afternoon, I'm Joe Howard.
And I'm Marty Reed.
And here we are on Soup Scoop. Each month on Soup Scoop, we celebrate PUSD's dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD great, as well as our community and the support that they have for our education and our amazing students.
In our first segment, we'll be talking to PHS Principal Mark Goligoski and Assistant Principal Clark Tenney. Mark and Clark are both returning to PHS and looking forward to leading our Badgers. And in our second segment, Zadie Croy and Bryce Vaughn, students on the Prescott High Co-Ed mountain bike team, will be here, as well as their head coach, Wendell Croy. They are training hard and excited to start what looks like another championship year.
And you won't want to miss talking with Prescott High School senior Sydney Seeley. Sydney serves on the PUSD governing board as the student liaison. Then after that, stay tuned as I talk more with Marty about the process that the district went through to acquire district-wide accreditation, Advanced Ed. PUSD is one of only 40 school districts in Arizona to hold this accreditation out of over 150 school districts. Hey, tomorrow's the first day of school. We're so excited to have our students back. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, serving central and northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. They'll make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat. Call 928-567-2200 or go to GettlesHDM.com. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing, repair, and service. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
What I like about you.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley, give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop. Our first guests today are PHS Principal Mark Goligoski and PHS Assistant Principal Clark Tenney. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, gentlemen. Mark and Clark, it's got a nice ring to it. And we'll get into this later, but no strangers to Prescott High School. Both alumni, both longtime teachers at Prescott High School. You went away, and now you're back.
That's right. That's right. We figured the way you clear out the 200 hall is you just move everybody into admin, and then you get we spent a lot of time in there, and now, yeah, it's really nice to be back again.
It is. It's great to be back at a place that we both know and love. It's a big part of our hearts and has been for years, so we're glad to be there.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys make that sound easy, how we pulled people into admin, but the real story is you were both such incredible teachers, we had to leverage you out of the classroom, and I'm sure glad we did it. That's for sure. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. I mean, you've hit the ground running. I think the minute school was out a couple months ago, and you're probably still running. But what have you been doing to prepare for school?
Well, I'll start off by just saying, you know, most of the summer was really spent on hiring staff. We hired close to 12 new staff members into our teaching positions. And, you know, as everyone probably is aware, I mean, there is a shortage out there of teachers, and we lucked out. We end up with some phenomenal folks. So they went through their orientation and training last week, and then, of course, the rest of the staff came in the last 3 days, and they have actually just moved in really nicely there. So we're really excited about those new folks who are joining us, and, of course, we share their feelings, you know, because we're basically new, even though we're returning after a few years being gone.
That's right. Yeah, and another big part of getting ready over the summer was looking at our new enrollments come in. We always have several families who enroll at PHS over the summer, and that was certainly the case. This year we've had more than we expected and more than usual. It's been gratifying to see how many people are interested in being with us and being a part of the great programs we have at Prescott High. Before the summer started, we had about 75 families who enrolled new students, which is higher than usual. And then since the summer has started, so since about, you know, the end of May up through actually 20 minutes ago is when we got our most recent enrollment online, we've had 119 new enrollments, wow, which is about 40% higher than typical. So we're really looking at, in addition to all the kids rolling up from Mile High who will be ninth graders this year, over 200 new students. We're excited to welcome them and offer them a great experience at PHS.
Well, that really speaks to the great reputation that PHS has.
And, absolutely. It's music to my ears.
And we have three PHS students coming on later that will show off what can happen at our high school. So
absolutely. Yeah. So diverse.
So what are some things maybe students can be expecting this year? Any changes? Anything the same?
You know, right now, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, Prescott High has had a lot of success over the years. And so, you know, right now it's really about empowering the teachers and giving them the opportunity to really take their talents and inspire kids about learning and growing. And honestly, the big goal at the end of the day is, you know, sending kids out from high school, you know, better, stronger individuals than they came in. And that's our goals. And, you know, and they'll learn some science and social studies and all the other subjects as they go through. And that's the goal right now. But we do have some new programs coming in. We have the engineering program class that's coming in. So we're looking at bringing in more of those STEM opportunities. We're going to spend this year really looking towards expanding some of those CTE programs, you know, so that they can get some job experience. And so we're really looking at avenues to make that work within our, you know, typical what would you say, traditional schedule and so forth. So, but one of the things we've really been doing is just working with each individual kid and see what kind of pathways that they're looking at and seeing if we can tailor, you know, their class loads to meet those goals and dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mark mentioned CTE, or career and technical education classes. That's been another big part of the summer for both of us, particularly myself. Getting up to speed on that, seeing what's available. When I was in school, voc ed, vocational education, kind of meant, okay, you're going to weld stuff, or you're going to cut some wood, or maybe you're going to be a farmer. Those are still terrific things that are actually still available. You can, you can learn about each of those things. But the offerings that we've got in our partnerships with Yavapai College, with Mountain Institute CTED district and whatnot are phenomenal. Anything from airline piloting to medical professions to computer networking. I've got a son of my own who graduated from PHS about 4 years ago, went through the computer networking CTED programs there, loved it. He came out with an industry certificate showing that he was somebody who could do some of the things that that industry is looking for in terms of computer networking. Instead of going right into that in a low-level IT piece, that carried him on to university. Right now he's in his fourth year of university, majoring in electrical engineering, and the folks coming to him already are you know, looking and saying, listen, you've got your whole life ahead of you, a ton of different options in terms of your career pathways because of what you're doing. He's focusing on software engineering and hardware as well. And the job opportunities are just endless. And it all goes back to what he learned at PHS through some of our programs there. They're maybe a little less well-known, but really fill a niche for some students there.
We need to get him on the show to come and talk about his pathway that he took. And you know, our, people that listen to us a lot know when we get students on, we talk about what pathway they're in and what kind of things they're looking at in their future. But I just don't think everybody realizes how many opportunities there are, how many different pathways kids can take, how many different ways you can graduate with college credit or with certificates in industry that will get you a job that could even put you through college.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of core things that look, you know, similar for a lot of students. And that's what's in the mind of most of the public out there. Absolutely. Mark mentioned math, social studies, science. We rock those things, but we have advanced placement courses. We've got remedial things for kids who need that. We've got a number of different programs for wherever kids coming to us at. We can take them and bring them along as far as we can there at Prescott High School. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing.
Yeah. You guys have probably heard me call PHS the city that never sleeps. I know it's not a city, but it kind of behaves like a city. I was there. I know you guys were there all summer, but I probably went 3 weeks ago and the parking lot's full. And you start to, and I kind of know by now, oh, yeah, football's here. There's football camp going on. Marching band was there. They were getting ready to roll out to camp. Talk a little bit about the extracurriculars and what there is there for our kiddos and what they've been up to this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, like, yeah, I mean, well put. The lights don't get turned off there.
No,
it doesn't.
That place is open.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
It is open, and it's open to the community. That's what's always been beautiful about PHS is that, you know, there's a lot of activities even happening with folks in the community. But, you know, fall sports is a big, you know, is probably the biggest seasons or, you know, grouping of seasons as far as the whole year goes. And so there's, nine different sports or activities that are happening within athletics right now. You know, like you said, there is marching band. We're going to have our club day in about a week. And so this is an opportunity for, you know, students to go out there. You know, some of them, you do qualify and apply for, but most of them, you know, they are opportunities for students to get involved. And we just had Badger Day yesterday, which was a, you know, orientation for incoming freshmen as well as new students. And that was one of our big themes. High school needs to be more than just, you know, going to class each day. That's really important. That should be your focus. But if you really want a true, you know, positive high school experience, it's really getting involved outside of the classroom. So really pushing our service organizations, you know, the S Club, ROTC,
Key
and some of the Key
Absolutely.
Club and all that. So you don't necessarily have to qualify. You just need to be willing to work and participate that way too.
Right. And I'd piggyback on that and say, you know, while at the heart of what we're doing every day is those core classes, social studies, math, science, and whatnot. As we talk with kids at freshman orientation, I guess it was just yesterday. Mm-hmm. It seems like longer ago now.
That's right, exactly.
What are you most excited about? They're talking about things like my friends, and I'm doing football, and I'm interested in running track later in the year or whatever it is. Those are the things that get kids up in the morning excited to come to school by and large. I did talk to one student who said, actually, the thing I'm looking forward to most is my honors geometry class. I just about hugged him and cried. It was kind of an emotional moment for me.
That's awesome. We have all types of kids.
Absolutely. We have that at the core for everybody. But the things that really draw them in and make them excited about school, we've got a number of those things as well. And those can show kids what their interests are and take them in all kinds of directions they may not have thought of initially.
Well, thank you, Mark and Clark, for coming in. I know it's busy with school starting tomorrow. We look forward to seeing PHS flourish and continue to prepare our students for the future. When we return from the break, we will be talking to students Zadie Croy and Bryce Vaughn, as well as their coach, Wendell Croy, from the mountain bike team at PHS. You are listening to Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Glencastle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Glencastle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Glencastle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burn, and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop. Joe Howard and Marty Reed here. You're listening to The Soup Scoop. Thanks for tuning in. We are so excited today. We're talking to mountain bikers, Junior Zadie Croy, Junior Bryce Vaughn, and Head Coach Wendell Croy. This is an award-winning PHS mountain bike team. We're talking state championships, a couple runners-up, and more to come. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I just heard you're both juniors, but did I also not just hear a little while ago that you're both on the varsity team?
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
So, Zadie, tell us, you know, about getting on the mountain bike team, and how long have you been riding? And
I've been riding for, I think, 2 years now, and I got on the team by a teacher in Mile High Middle School, and she suggested, hey, you should try mountain biking, it's really fun. And then my dad and I were walking around on Badger Day, and I was looking at like volleyball and all different kinds of sports, and he's like, hey, you should try mountain biking. So it just kind of launched from there.
Was really? That was Miss Wanamaker?
Yes, I figured
she's a rider.
Yes.
That's great. So just 2 years, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And do you just practice, like, once a week or something?
No, I actually practice maybe more than 9 hours a week. I'm on a development team with Bryce and quite a few other people in Prescott here and all around Arizona. And we're on a training plan, so we constantly are riding to keep our fitness up and help us get faster.
Wow.
What's the team's name that you're training with?
We're on Arizona Devo.
Oh, very cool. All right.
So Bryce, tell us a little bit about how you got started and how long you've been riding.
I've been riding for about 3 years now, and my friend Hayden Rosborough actually got me into it. He's the national champion 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, we started riding, and I just got super into it. I got into thin air, started riding there, and then I joined the PHS team once I became a freshman.
Wow.
Been riding ever since.
Sounds like a good story. Coach, how about you? You've been riding for a long time, or did you discover it at Badger Day also?
Yes, I discovered it at Badger Day also, yes.
Awesome.
I was looking at what sport I wanted to play, and it ended up being about biking also. So
there you go.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, for sure.
So it's been about 2 years, uh-huh. and the first couple of years, while Zadie was on the team as a freshman and sophomore, I helped with the team.
Uh-huh.
And then this year, the head coach position came open, and they asked if I would do it, and
perfect.
I was happy to do it.
Well, we're glad you chose to do that, and we're so excited about the season now. Some of the listeners, myself included, might want to know, so like, what kind of bike do you ride, Zadie?
I ride a Pivot Mach 4.
I figured you did.
Yes.
All right, very nice.
So that's 27-inch wheels.
Okay, 27.5?
27.5, yeah.
Very nice. Or what else do they call it? 605B or something? You ever heard? You guys remember?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I've heard it.
What about you, Coach? What are you riding?
I ride a Giant Anthem.
And very nice.
29er.
Okay. I ride a Trance, the cousin of the Anthem, and it's a 27.5. I love it, except it fell off my bike rack on the way through the reservation a couple summers ago, and the bike shop said, hey, you need to get rid of it. But I didn't listen, and we've kept it alive. What about you?
I ride a Mach 4 as well.
Mach 4. Yeah, that's kind of the bike of choice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Would you guys say?
Yeah.
In the industry.
Yeah, I feel like... For cross-country racing, it's
awesome.
That along with like a Pivot Mach 4 29 and then the hardtail 29-inch.
Very fun. Now, Coach was telling me earlier that you guys had some serious experience, like national experience this year.
Yes.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we just got back last week. We were racing from all of our riders rode from Friday to Sunday.
Okay.
We had two races, each of us, short track and XC. Which actually is cross country.
Yep.
Thank you.
Longer race, yeah.
Yes. We have to clarify for Marty and probably many listeners.
I feel like you guys are speaking a foreign language here.
Yeah, I was out in Snowshoe, West Virginia.
Oh, cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Did you guys fly out?
Yeah, we flew out. It ended up being about 14 hours of travel.
Okay.
Just from driving. And.
All right. So Bryce, how'd you get the bikes out there? Did you?
Bikeflights.com. Uh-huh. And some of us just brought them on the plane with us.
Wow. Like bought a seat for your bicycle.
Yeah.
So how'd you do out there?
It was really hard, but I pulled through.
Yeah?
Got 42nd out of 100.
That's awesome.
It was good.
In the nation.
Yeah.
That's
huge.
Tough. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
How about you, Zadie?
I actually...
You went too?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
This is my second year going. Last year also at West Virginia, but in the cross country for me, I got 7th place.
What?
And then, yeah.
In the nation?
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. Correct, for
15-16. Wow.
And then for short track, it was a little more difficult after only having maybe a day of rest between the two of them.
Yeah.
But I think I got 14th or 15th place.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Sounds like the Badger mountain biking team is going to be hard to beat again this year.
Hopefully.
Definitely. What do you think gives you guys the advantage? Because, I mean, both of you have only been riding 2-3 years, and yet you're coming into these competitions and really doing well. Is there a secret thing about Prescott, or what is it?
The riding here is really good. We have good elevation, like lots of climbing. We're usually just riding with the team a bunch. There's not much else to do here, to be honest.
That's the
beauty of
a small town.
I ride when I have time. Yeah.
I think it also helps to have good coaches like my dad, and then also to our development coaches, TJ Woodruff and Brian Motter. So I think they help us reach our goals really well, and along with our parents and family. So
aww.
So you're riding with pros like TJ, and you're hanging
yes.
out with Chloe?
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah? So is she a role model to you? I mean, she's on
Wait,
the cover.
Who's Chloe, Joe?
Chloe. Oh, I'll let Zadie tell who.
Oh, Chloe Woodruff is a pro mountain biker that lives in Prescott. She also went to the Olympics in Rio in 2016, and she is wife to TJ Woodruff, who is one of our coaches. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So listeners, Google Chloe Woodruff. If you haven't read about her already in the paper, she's our Prescott Olympian. Pretty neat.
Yep.
Okay. So, Coach, it's early in the season. Have you been practicing? When's the first race, and how does that all look?
Yes. With the NICA series, we are allowed 6 practices from April until June, the end of June.
Okay.
So we spread those out, and that kind of gives us a little bit of time to work with the kids and figure out which kids are interested. Starting in July, we go to practice 3 days a week. So we practice on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and that practice schedule will go all the way till November. Our first race is in September, which is September 9th up in Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's every 2 weeks after that. So we end up with 5 races in our series.
Okay.
So we travel. We race Flagstaff. There's a race here in Prescott out at Pioneer Park, which is local, so it'd be good to have a lot of people come out and watch that.
Yeah, let's get there.
And then we race in Sierra Vista, which is down south past Tucson.
Okay.
And then our final 2 races are in Phoenix. One's at Fountain Hills, the other is at White Tanks.
Sounds like a great season. Yes. Tell us a little bit about the makeup of the team. Coach, you were saying a little bit young this year, which that sounds like it's okay if you got some national riders on that roster.
Yeah, we do have a lot of young riders. We have no seniors on the team this year. 7 of them graduated last year.
Okay, wow.
And they were really good riders, and so they'll definitely be missed. We've got 8 freshmen coming in this year.
Great.
Which is really a big freshman class for us. So typically, we only have maybe 2 or 3 freshmen that come in.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that many come in, it's going to be the team's going to build, and we're going to have a good future with it.
Sure.
I believe individually, the kids are really strong, and their results will be really good as individuals. As a team, it's a little tougher when you're younger, just the way the scoring is set up with NICA. The varsity riders have a higher scoring percentage than younger riders do.
Yeah.
And so, but we might be surprised.
Right. That scoring's pretty intricate. I think the first year we were in existence, we had less girls on the team, and I know that there's kind of a big penalty if you don't have girls and boys, right?
That's true. The way they do is they'll take the scores of 6 riders,
uh-huh.
And it's got to be a combination of 4 and 2. So
okay.
It's either 2 girls, 4 boys, or the other way around, or however it works out. This year we do have 4 girls on the team,
mm-hmm.
which will help us in the scoring.
Mm-hmm. Great.
But we really would like to recruit more girls. It'd be beneficial not only for the team as far as scoring, but just for the experience for them. I mean, it's really a neat sport that these girls really excel in this sport.
Yes.
And there's really a future for them, with it. As you're mentioning, Chloe, I mean, it's not just a sport you play in high school or something else.
It
can run on into your your years. Yeah.
So, what schools are our biggest competition?
I would think for us would be Buena, which is down in Sierra Vista.
Okay.
And I think the reason why they have a really large team,
uh-huh.
and I think that probably the reason is their emphasis is really on mountain biking, and so they have a lot of kids that they bring through their program. So then Flagstaff this last year was really coming on strong too. So
okay.
Flagstaff's going to be a good school.
How many schools have a team? Because like my high school never had a mountain bike.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing. This year I'm not sure how many teams. It's up around 50.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as riders, they're expecting 1,200 riders this year.
Wow.
In the series.
Great. Okay. Great. Well, and just a little bit about the history of it. NICA was formed. I think in the San Francisco area, but it came to us in a package, which was really nice, and it was laid out for safety, and there were lots of bylaws and rules already. So a lot of locals may know, and riders may know John Shoemaker, and a good friend of mine. But John approached me, and he and a group in the state brought this to Arizona. And Mark Goligoski was in here a few minutes ago. He was the athletic director at the time, and John Shoemaker said, Joe, let's go get this thing going. And we sat down with Mark Goligoski, and he said, let's do it. And we put a club together, and, the next year we were state runners-up. So it's a neat history.
It is a neat history. And the other neat thing is Prescott High School is the only school in the state that it's actually part of the athletic department. All the other schools, it's a club. And so for us, I mean, that's really a big benefit for the kids and for the team.
Well, that's something we're pretty proud of,
yeah,
too.
We have the support of the principal is just in there. We have his support. We have Missy Townsend's support.
So absolutely.
Really, really beneficial.
Definitely. Great
so,
to hear.
So, Zadie, you know, let's also find out about what else besides the mountain biking.
Oh,
you know,
is there something else besides mountain biking?
You know, about you and, you know, what you do at Prescott High School and...
I honestly don't do much but mountain bike, but outside of school, like, well, I am a part of the yearbook.
Good.
Fine.
The yearbook team, which is really enjoyable. I really love taking photos. So that's always a good opportunity to participate in that class.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do that. And then I also just enjoy hiking outside of school, and I really love art and music, so...
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Bryce, how about you?
I'm actually involved with JROTC.
Good.
It's been a huge part of high school for me.
Uh-huh.
Community service and all that.
Did you start that as a freshman?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Going on my third year.
Great, great. Who's your favorite teacher so far at PHS?
Oh.
I know, there's so many.
I know, it's tough.
I got a tough
question. All right, I won't put you on the spot. Okay, all right, I won't put you on the spot.
I got a tougher question coming here. Whoever's ready to answer it, favorite trails in Prescott. And we have so many trails in Prescott now, but.
Firewater.
Firewater. Yeah. Up or down? I'm just kidding.
Both.
I know. Oh, up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys like to climb.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's a big challenge to get up all those rocks, and it's really rewarding once you make it to the top.
Can you clean it?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Nice. High fives.
What does that mean, clean it?
Oh, yeah. Bryce, tell us what that means.
It means you don't put your feet down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nope.
Right. You don't have to walk your bike, is what you're saying?
Yeah. And, of course, going over rocks like big as this table, Martin.
Yeah. Boulders.
Yeah. Sometimes. What about you, Bryce?
I'm going to have to say Wolverton.
Wolverton's good. Wolverton's a good
downhill, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is that, 5 miles downhill?
Oh, not that much.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? We're running out of time here. Coach, you got to tell us your favorite trail real quick.
Oh, I'd probably say Feldmire.
Feldmire's good. Yeah. Rocky and fast.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, what a pleasure having Zadie Croy and Bryce Vaughn and Wendell Croy here on the show representing the PUSD Prescott High School mountain biking team. We're so proud of you guys. Thanks for being on our show. And when we return from the break, Sydney Seeley, PUSD's student school board liaison, will be joining us. You're listening to Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9, and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
As the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat, Martha McSally took the fight to terrorists to keep America safe. Now McSally is deployed to D.C., fighting to pass President Trump's plan to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. Here's Martha McSally.
As chair of the Border Committee, I passed a law to fast-track veterans for border jobs. Now I'm working with President Trump to secure our border and keep Arizona families safe.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
But there's more to do. As your senator, I'll crack down on sanctuary cities, enforce the law, build the wall, and give our border agents what they need to complete their mission.
Martha McSally, standing with President Trump to secure our border and ban sanctuary cities.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
I'm Martha McSally, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate Inc.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's been our pleasure to be a supporter of United Animal Friends and their goal of reducing the population of homeless pets. They are on a rescue mission. And at Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals. So to partner with them in their fundraising efforts is a natural. With that in mind, set aside Saturday, August 4th as the day you and all your dog friends have lunch together on the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott. Once again, it's the Wolf Down Lunch presented by United Animal Friends. Olson's for Healthy Animals is proud to be a major sponsor of this great fundraising event. For a $20 donation, you get a delish picnic lunch, and your dog gets a handmade pet bowl that you fill with packaged goodies like Nutrisource pet food at the Olson's booth. There will also be live music, parades, vendors, games, raffles, contests, demos, pet adoptions, and much more to complete your day at Wolf Down Lunch Saturday, August 4th from 10 till 3 on the historic Courthouse Plaza in Prescott. See you there. Good enough just isn't.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining today's Soup Scoop. I'm DJ Phone with your check of KQ&A local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Flagstaff police believe the same two people are responsible for vandalizing two schools last night.
Lots of broken property, damaged windows, trophy cases, carpeting, those types of things.
Sergeant Corey Runge says the pair broke into Killip Elementary School and Mount Eldon Middle School. Karen Eberhard with the Flagstaff Unified School District says it was such a mess at Killip.
Unfortunately, the school had to be closed for cleanup, and we're working closely with the Flagstaff Police Department.
Anyone with information is asked to call Flagstaff Police. If you're registered, you can start voting early in person for the August 28th primary election.
Early voting starts today and runs through August 24th.
You can come in to vote. A lot of people don't realize that 27 days prior to any election, you can come into our office here in Prescott or over in our office in Cottonwood.
Yavapai County Recorder Leslie Hoffman says,
and we have our independent voters. A lot of them don't think that they can vote in a primary election, and they can.
Permanent early ballots are scheduled to be mailed out this Friday. And if you have not received your ballot by next Wednesday, contact the Yavapai County Recorder's Office. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly cloudy this evening with an overnight low near 66 in the Prescott Quad Cities. A 20 to 40% chance for brief isolated showers and thunderstorms today through Saturday. Partly sunny highs around those spot showers the next 3 days, around 89. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for spot storms, waking up to the low to mid 70s. Daily highs around 98 tomorrow and into your KQ&A weather weekend. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Soup Scoop returns on KQ&A.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm Marty Reed, here with Joe Howard. We want to take some time to share with you that... Oh, I'm on the wrong segment. Welcome back to Soup Scoop. Our next guest is Sydney Seeley.
Hey,
welcome, Sydney.
Sydney.
Hi.
Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I've known you for a little while. Our listeners are going to get to know you now.
Yep.
Congratulations on your new role as Governing Board Student Representative.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so let's start with that and tell our listeners a little bit about how that came about. Tell us about the process of how you became the mm-hmm. student, the Governing Board Student Rep.
So I had to send out an application, kind of like write a paragraph on why I wanted to do it and why I think I would be a good role. And then I had to go through, I think you went and you chose or picked out
right.
a
we,
few
we
that
looked at a
stuck
bunch
out
of those.
To you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go and have an interview with you and some of the other board members.
Right.
And then you called me up and said, congratulations.
Yeah, we were really excited. And we had really, really good candidates, as you know, mm-hmm. we talked about, and you rose to the top of that. So congratulations. We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Were you nervous in that process?
Oh, absolutely.
Seem like it.
Thank you. I really wanted this position, and I was really interested and really dedicated, so I'm very glad and very happy that I got it.
What made you put your hat in for that?
So, obviously, as you know, my mom, Tina Seeley, is on the board. So, really, I basically kind of grew up knowing
yeah.
how the school board is run and what you guys kind of did. So, I was always really interested to be the student there to get my opinion out there and really represent my school and make sure that their needs and opinions were shown to you guys and to report to you about what we're doing in our school.
Yeah. It's really fun for me to watch, too, Sydney, because, you know, I've been sitting in those board meetings for 15 years as a
yep.
principal, assistant soup, and soup,
mm-hmm.
and watching you sit in the back room
yep.
growing up. So
yeah.
It came around nicely, and I get what you mean. You know, my dad was a superintendent of schools, not just in Prescott, but also in Prescott and other places as I grew up. And so I kind of look at that did some things for me that I didn't even know about as I grew up, just listening to him talk his talk and just hearing talk at the dinner table kind of made some of the things that I do more natural. I just understand them because I've been around it all my
mm-hmm.
life.
So
you're a perfect fit for this one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have any goals or ideas maybe that you're hoping to accomplish this year?
Obviously, as I said, I really want to make sure that the student body has their kind of say through me and to represent them and really to make sure you guys know what's going on because we are hosting the Arizona Association of Student Council State Convention
that's
at our high
huge.
School.
Yeah,
and that's 3,000 people are coming to our campus, so it will really be nice to cooperate with you guys and work together to ensure that
yeah.
it goes successfully.
Now, you played a role in getting that here, I believe?
Helping,
yes. Helping,
yeah.
yeah.
So our student council had to send in a bid for uh-huh. convention at another convention in Lake Havasu in 2017.
Okay.
So we had to present a video. We did a little dance in front of all of the Arizona student councils, and they had a vote, and we won. So it was pretty cool.
Well, congratulations. That's huge, not just for our school district, but it's huge for our community.
Yes.
And we're gonna fill hotel beds and we're gonna fill restaurants. And so I know that
Absolutely.
Was part of why you guys did that.
Mm-hmm.
And Sydney, real quick, what's the date of that? January
26th through the 28th, I believe, or that weekend.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's great.
Okay. You know, already you've gone to work. You're faster than many board reps that I've worked with. And you've contacted me and some of the board members about a project that's kind of important. You want to talk a little bit about that?
So if anyone has ever been in our gym, which is a dome, it's very hard to understand what the speaker is saying over our sound system. So I've been contacting you and a bunch of other companies around town to try to get sound insulation installed in our gym to try to help with sound, especially because of the convention. Yeah. We don't want a speaker to be up there and 2,000 kids not to be able to hear them. So
because of the unique shape of a dome-shaped gym,
absolutely.
We need some insulation to kind of help with that.
Mm-hmm. And we have some, but it's not nearly enough that to really make a difference.
Right. Well, so like I said, Sydney's already gone to work on that. We have a meeting set up with the chief financial officer and the athletic director to sit down and talk about what's going on. And certainly those are some of the things that the district has talked about with the list of many things that we're trying to accomplish from a capital standpoint. But it's neat to see how things like that work. We work together with student council, and you were saying maybe the state student council could help out also.
Yeah.
What's their what are they called again?
They are the Arizona Association of Student Councils,
yeah.
So AASC.
Well, I look forward to working through that process with you. And so often in Prescott, we have such a generous community that supports us in so many ways. We have a foundation that supports us. And when we have a need out there and we sit down together, we piece it together and we make it happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Sydney, you may not remember this, but I got to see her when she was just a little tyke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I had her older sister in fourth grade.
Oh, that's great.
So I saw Sydney coming around at a Via Judd. So, Sydney, tell us a little bit. You are a very active PHS student, mm-hmm. not only as the governing board rep, but in some other things, too. So tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm in student council. I play varsity soccer. I'm in junior ROTC, and I was actually the commander this past semester. And I'm the National Honor Society treasurer this year.
So are you still in junior ROTC?
Yes, I am what's called an AS400. So I help Lieutenant Colonel DeKemper out with a freshman PE class.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have to teach them how to wear uniform, how to march, basically any junior ROTC things I kind of introduce to them.
That's quite a leadership piece.
Yeah.
Well, and the ROTC commander is a huge leadership piece. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came upon that?
So there's a leadership class within junior ROTC, so I was in that, and I got to see firsthand what the commander did, and it really introduced me to want to be the commander, because as commander, you really help run the Corps, make sure that it goes smoothly and everything is working properly, and you get, like, firsthand leadership skills, so that really made me interested to be that position.
I can't think of a much better thing to put on a resume for just about anything you're headed towards. That's a huge, huge piece. Congrats.
Thank you.
And I think I heard that you're going to take this experience in ROTC and move it into perhaps college. Tell us about that.
So I want to go to the United States Military Academy, otherwise known as West Point in New York.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I went there this summer to their summer leadership experience. And stayed there for a week and got, or lived like the cadet life. So that was really cool. And I really got to use my commander skills, what I learned from being junior ROTC commander, in some of our leadership courses that we had to take and experience. So, yeah.
So are you accepted into West Point yet, or how does
no,
that work?
No, so the application actually came out today to apply to go there. So I'm starting to work on my, application mm-hmm. and my acceptance letters and all that stuff. So it's a lot of work.
Do you have to write some essays for it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Got to get letters of recommendation, stuff like that.
Well, let us know how we can help. We sure are proud of you. Everything I hear you say is just yelling leader, leader, leader. And so I just want to ask you a question. If there was a student, if there were some incoming freshmen coming into Prescott High School and they were interested in leadership and they wanted to be leaders in the future like you, what advice would you give them about how to get experience at Prescott High School
just
while they're there?
Get involved. It's a very accepting community. Everyone wants you to succeed. So go out for all your clubs, go out for sports teams, join as many things as you can, and really take on the roles, take on responsibility, and just help yourself to grow.
And I'm just going to throw in something in there. She told me before the show that she is looking for a part-time position. So she didn't ask me to say this, but listeners, if you are looking for an amazing student to take on a position at your business, you need to call Sydney before she gets snapped up.
Oh, thank you.
Just give us a call at the district office, and we'll tie you right up with Sydney.
Oh, thank you.
445-5400. Joe.HowardPrescottSchools.com.
Sydney, we sure do look forward to seeing you at the board meetings every month. And look forward to hearing your advocacy for the students.
It's going to be a great year.
Yeah, I really look forward to it. Really excited.
When we return from the break, Joe and I will be talking about the extensive process to go through the Advanced Ed district-wide accreditation that we recently underwent to acquire our district-wide accreditation. We are so excited to share this. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Clint Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop on KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with
Marty Reed.
And we want to take some time today to we're going to interview each other.
Yeah.
Marty and Joe, this was actually planned.
It was.
We're going to interview each other, and we're going to talk to our listeners here on KQNA about the advanced ed process that we just went through. It was really a multi-year process, wasn't it, Marty?
It was. We started talking about it probably 6 years ago now.
Yeah, for sure.
And last year we went through the entire official process to really, you know, get this district-wide accreditation, and we did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
We're high-fiving like
we're
did in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I'm going to say it on the air. It's one of those things that when it got really rocking and rolling, I said, hey, Marty, this is your baby. I need you to take this and go with it. So I, Marty, I'm going to say it on the air, and I've said it 100 times, but your leadership was incredible with that. And, a lot of that credit goes to you.
Well, thank you. But it really was a team effort. We had a great team behind this, so
right.
I can't take all the credit.
Right. Well, you did the work to make it happen, but we both know that, you could have the best, most organized person in the world. And if your district's not really great, then it's going to come out in that accreditation. And so we owe that to all of the teachers and support workers in our district.
Yeah. So for our listeners, district-wide accreditation means, you know, our high school has been accredited for over 100 continuous years, which is remarkable in itself. But district-wide accreditation means every single one of our schools, including Discovery Gardens Preschool, are accredited, which means we meet the standards for effective schools. We are walking the talk.
And this is an international program. If our listeners can Google Advanced Ed, it's spelled Advance with a capital ED.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at it. And there are 40 districts in Arizona that are district-wide accredited. It's an optional thing. You do not have to do it. The high schools do. But we chose to do it, and it was quite a process.
Yeah. And I know you and I, the thing we're most proud of is the first thing that they noticed is that our district lives our motto of every child, every day. So many times organizations have a motto and it doesn't really mean anything. It's just a catchphrase. But what Advanced Ed found out was our students, our staff, our parents, our community all believe in every child, every day.
Yeah, and what's neat is I think they interviewed a team of, what, 7 people came here?
Yeah.
And interviewed over 152 people or 152 people to make sure. They went into classrooms. They were here for several days.
Yes.
And we're just very proud of it. Well, Marty, I'd love to talk about it more because we could talk all day, but I just want to officially again thank you for leading this accreditation process. And I want to congratulate our PUSD faculty and staff for working so hard for every child every day. And we're going to wrap up our show. We'd love to hang out longer, but it's time. So on today's Soup Scoop, we've had an opportunity to talk with an outstanding group of leaders, Mark Goligoski and Clark Tenney, the assistant principal and principal at Prescott High School. Returning, they were teachers, and now they're the administrators there. And then our mountain bike team. Oh, what a great crew we had in here today, and we're so excited for their future. And then we had Prescott High School Student Governing Board Representative Sydney Seeley, who we've known for a long time, got to watch her grow up. And we got to talk to her, and then we shared our latest accomplishment, receiving the distinction of district-wide accreditation. We're incredibly proud of our staff and our students. And we look forward to our first day of school tomorrow. Take your time tomorrow, please, and watch for students as you're driving. Students will be walking to school and to buses for pickup and drop off. So, hey, share your first day pictures with us if you're one of our students or one of our parents on our PUSD Facebook page. And welcome back to another great school year. There's always an opportunity for you, our listeners, to support our Prescott schools. Stop by and tour any of our schools. Get involved as a volunteer in the classroom and share in the joy of helping every child every day.
You can also visit us anytime at our district office at Washington School on West Gurley Street. Join us again on Soup Scoop next month on September 5th, 2018 at 4 p.m. You have been listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.